focused on what matters to the patient. Mm. And mm. it was phenomenal, actually, to go in and be on the dispatch box, answer a question where you can actually say, this morning I was in hospital, did my walk round.
You also saved someone's life, didn't you? Who's the
yeah,
the
that was my first bill in Parliament. Yeah. Actually, in fact, interesting, because tomorrow they're voting on the mitochondrial.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah.
I took that bill through Parliament at the time, which was the human fertilisation embryo.
Highly
sensitive from science, clinical, ethical, religious. I spoke 3 o'clock. There were 20 peers who put their name down. 8 o'clock, this guy stands up, who's called Lord Dan Brennan. Gave probably the most eloquent speech I've ever heard, but destroying both my bill and the speech I gave. I didn't realize this, but Brennan, Irish name, staunch Catholic, anti-orthodox, big time. But very eloquent. Sat down, Baroness Paisley stood up. As she was speaking, big bang, everyone was leaving the chamber. I was in the front bench. I turned around and Brennan was flat on the red bench. Seriously, everyone left the chamber. I went straight up with my fingers there. He was stone dead, no pulse, nothing. I got him on the floor and I started resuscitating him, mouth to mouth. You know, I'm a cancer surgeon. I haven't done mouth to mouth for a while, but I did 6 minutes into it. No sign of any revival. In a very colourful language, I screamed and shouted for a defibrillator. Guess what? He had a defibrillator, never been used before. Apparently a previous peer down in the chamber, so he decided to buy one. And this thing arrived, and I opened it out.
It's like a Monty Python.
It was absolutely charged. I took it out, put it on him, and shocked him, and guess what? I got him back. Wow. That was the most euphoric thing I've ever been. As before I shocked him, you might be relevant, is you look around just in case someone else is touching the patient. So there was the Archbishop of York doing the prayers, Santu. So when I shocked him and I got him back, I was so euphoric, I turned around to the Archbishop. I was on the floor, turned to him, I pointed at him and said, I think I beat you. He turned around, cannot, as you would expect from any religious leader. He said, I think we did it together.
I can imagine.
See the minister, the hero who saved their senior civil Catholic in the United Kingdom. So very funny, because 2 weeks later, Brennan came in trying to say, thanks to the noble lords for all the good wishes they've sent me. He said, I'd like to make two statements, one of which was, and brings you back the Irish wit, he said, I could reassure the House, this is the first time in this Parliament, the mother of all Parliament, that we've had a health minister that has saved a single life. I don't think there are many Armenians who made it into Privy Council, being private counsel of the Queen. I was the choir boy in the Armenian church, and we were very religious.
And that was your parents?
Very, absolutely. You have to go to church every Sunday and speak Armenian. They did their best. I mean, they made a couple of sacrifices, one of which was, if I went to a good school, like the schools I went to, initially the Jewish school I went to, and then to the Baghdad Kobe school, is they weren't going to teach you Armenian. So they brought me a private tuition of teaching how to write Armenian. I could speak it, but I couldn't write it. I am Armenian. I mean, that's the one thing they're teaching the Armenians. Always remember, you are an Armenian, absolutely.
And that never leaves you?
That never leaves
you. And what does it mean?
Especially with the name of Ara,
which
is... Yeah. Quite a famous king in Armenia or whatever. Yeah, I think it's about your values, it's about your culture, and about your, you know, I feel it's a nation that works terribly hard, unbelievably honest, believes in the values, believes in what, in humanity, and always remembers what happened to it in the past. That's the way I look at it, and that's why I, you know, I've always been a supporter of the underdog, and anyone who comes here who looks for jobs and things, I invest in people who've never had opportunities, I give it to them.